1 Kings chapter 6. And it came to pass, in the 480th year after the exodus of the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, in the fourth year, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, of Solomon's reign over Israel, that he built the house of the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built to the Lord was 60 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in width, and 30 cubits in height. And the portico in front of the temple of the house was 20 cubits in length across the width of the house, and its width was 10 cubits in front of the house. And he made overhanging sealed windows for the house. And he built a side structure against the wall of the house, around it, alongside the walls of the house, round about, belonging to the temple and the place of address. And he built rows of side rooms round about. The lowest story was 5 cubits in width, and the middle one was 6 cubits in width, and the third one was 7 cubits in width. For he made the house with overhanging stories round about on the outside, so that they would not join flush to the walls of the house. Now the construction of the house was with whole stones, pre-fashioned for transport, so no hammers or axe or any iron implement was heard in the house during its construction. The door to the middle row of side rooms was on the right-hand side of the house. And one went up by spiral steps to the middle story, and from the middle story to the third one. So he built the house and completed it, and he panelled the house with boards, including the suites of rooms, with cedar. And he built the side structure against all the house. Its height was 5 cubits, and it was joined to the house by beams of cedar. And the word of the Lord came to Solomon as follows: As regards this house which you are building, if you walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will establish my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. And I will dwell among the sons of Israel, and I will not leave my people Israel. And Solomon built the house and completed it. And he built the walls of the house on the inside with cedar panelling. From the ground level of the house up to the ceiling height, he overlaid the walls with wood on the inside, and he overlaid the floor of the house with panels of cypress. And he built 20 cubits of the sides of the house with panels of cedar, from ground level up as far as the walls. And he built them for it on the inside, for the place of address, the Holy of Holies. And the house was 40 cubits in length, that is the temple in front. And the cedar of the house inside was carved into hemispheres and blossoming flowers. Everything was cedar, there was no stone to be seen. And he prepared the place of address inside the house, on the inside, for putting the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord there. And in front of the place of address was a space of 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in width, and 20 cubits in height. And he overlaid it with seamless gold. And he overlaid the altar of cedar. And Solomon overlaid the house inside with seamless gold, and he fixed golden chains in front of the place of address, which he had overlaid with gold. And he overlaid the whole house with gold, so that the whole house was completed, and he overlaid with gold the whole altar which is for the place of address. And in the place of address he made 2 cherubim of olive tree wood, which were 10 cubits tall. And the size of one wing of a cherub was 5 cubits, and the size of the other wing of a cherub was 5 cubits. 10 cubits from one end of its wings to the other end of its wings. And the second cherub was 10 cubits across. The 2 cherubim had the same size and the same shape. The height of one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was the other cherub. And he placed the cherubim in the inner house, and they spread the wings of the cherubim out, and the wing of one touched the wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings in the centre of the house touched wing against wing. And he overlaid the cherubim with gold. And on all the walls of the house round about he made carved figures of cherubim and palm trees and blossoming flowers, on the inside and on the outside. And he overlaid the floor of the house with gold on the inside and on the outside. And he made the entrance to the place of address with doors of olive tree wood, as well as the lintel and doorposts, making the set of 5 parts. So the 2 doors were of olive tree wood, and he made carvings on them of cherubim and palm trees and blossoming flowers, and he overlaid them with gold, and he overlaid the cherubim and the palm trees with gold. And similarly he made the entrance to the temple, the doorposts, from olive tree wood, a set of 4 parts, and the 2 doors were of cypress wood. The 2 leaves of the first door were hinged, and the 2 leaves of the second door were hinged. And he carved the cherubim, and the palm trees, and blossoming flowers, and he overlaid them with gold, which was applied over what was carved. And he built the inner courtyard with 3 rows of hewn stone and a row of hewn cedar beams. In the 4th year the house of the Lord was founded, in the month of Ziv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, that is the 8th month, the house was completed in all its aspects and with all its features. So he built it in 7 years.